guys, welcome to another episode of this podcast, Love and Self-Esteem. My name is Anyon Yemi Temitope, and of course you already know this if you're a returning listener. But if you're a first-time listener, if you're listening for the first time, now you know. Here we talk issues related to your self-esteem and how you can solve those issues. So welcome to the gang. I have an announcement. I was supposed to announce this in my previous episode, but because of the sensitivity of what I was talking about and the mood, I couldn't say this. So we hit 1k, please guys. It's actually past 1k now, but at that time it was 1k and I was supposed to announce it, but I did not. So thank you for sharing, thank you for listening. You did this, guys, you did this, and the feedback has been, you know, heartwarming. It makes me want to do better, and it makes me happy knowing that what I'm doing is actually impacting lives. So thank you. Before I start, I would like to remind you, or I'd like to tell the people who are listening for the first time, that you can always reach out to me on social media. I mean, always. On Instagram or Twitter, or you can send me a mail. My email address is in the podcast bio. On Instagram, it's at Ayanpella, that's AYANPELLA, and on Twitter, it's at Ayanpella1. Yeah, so in this episode, we are going to be talking about building confidence. Finally, I know, right? I've been saying I was going to do this for the longest time, but because of everything that's been happening, I've just been pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. But now we are here, and we are here to stay. So we're going to be talking about how to build confidence. I said I was going to be giving practical steps on how to build confidence, and today we're going to start with defining confidence, and talking about the basics, basically. So stick with me. So yeah, what is confidence? Confidence is, let me sound like a teacher right now. Confidence is derived from the Latin word fidere. I hope I did not murder that word. And it means trust, basically. So confidence is trust. Trust in yourself, in your abilities, in, it's basically, answering the question, do I think I can do this, or do I trust myself enough to do this? Do I trust myself enough to make that decision? Do I trust myself enough to take that step? Because yeah, you could be confident in one part of your life and not be confident in another part of your life. You get? So confidence is basically about trust in your abilities, and it is important to say that confidence also covers your features, your qualities, basically everything that has to do with you. So I don't know what it is that you have per se, but confidence is, you know, trust in yourself, basically. And it is important, again, that I put it out there that self-esteem should not be mistaken for self-confidence, please. Self-esteem is, to get a better definition, you have to listen to the first episode of this podcast, What is Self-Esteem? But in a nutshell, self-esteem is the overall sense of your worth. You know, do you think you're good enough? Do you think you're, like, what do you think of yourself, basically? While self-confidence is trust in yourself and your abilities. Yeah, so, and the thing is, to be very honest, yeah, to be very, very honest, I believe that everybody has got to that point in their lives. So everybody has that point in their lives where they don't feel confident enough about something. I mean, they don't feel confident about trying out new stuff and trying out new embarking on new steps, basically. And that's okay, because while your feelings are valid, they do not define you. Before I started, when I was going to start podcasting, I had mind battles for days. I'm not talking hours, I'm not talking I had mind battles for days. Like, is this something I really want to do? What do I even think I want to say? Like, who am I to even start podcasting? What do I have to say to people? Okay, I actually knew what I was going to be talking about, self-esteem. But I felt like, okay, you're going to have a self-esteem podcast. What are you going to be saying? Like, you can't just up and say you want to start a self-esteem podcast. So I had mind battles. I felt like I wasn't going to be good enough. I wasn't going to do it well. I wasn't going to be good enough to do it well, basically. So, yeah, self-confidence slowly creeps in sometimes, and it is what you do with those feelings that matter. Like I said, it is not your feelings are valid, but they do not define you. They are not your reality. So it is okay. It's only okay for low self-confidence to want to creep in every once in a while, but it's up to you to handle it the way it should be handled. I mean, are you just going to sit down? Would you rather just sit down and accept the feelings that low self-confidence bring, or would you challenge them and actually get up and go and do those things that you're supposed to do? So yeah, and that's why it's important that we actually have this conversation, because knowing how to handle low self-confidence makes you want to try out new things. I have this friend who was supposed to start YouTubing like 3 years ago, and she started this year, I guess. Yes. And it was because she didn't feel like she could do it. You know, she wasn't confident enough to do it. Now, I know that it's not the time that matters. It's not how far, but how well. So yeah, it's okay that she started this year. But I mean, she was supposed to start 3 years ago, but because of the feeling of low self-confidence, she could not. So if I didn't challenge my low self-confidence when I was about to start the podcast, I most likely would not be recording this right now. So yeah, this is why it's very important that low self-confidence is discussed, because it allows you to want to try out new things. It allows you to want to take up on new challenges, to embark on things, basically things that challenge you. Yeah. And the thing is, people can actually sense if you're confident from a distance. If I go for an audition, let's say an audition, and I'm not confident, and there's somebody who is confident beside me, the panelists or the judges can sense. People can smell it. Well, now we're not saying we want to be confident because we are trying to please people, but I'm saying that people can actually tell when you're confident, and they can tell when you're not. And confidence allows you to be assertive. It allows you to be able to say no, and it builds your self-esteem. Yeah, because that's the whole point of this, to build your self-esteem and build your confidence. Self-confidence allows you build, you know, it helps in the journey to build your self-esteem, because when you're confident about the work that you have done, there is no way, you know, you have put in the necessary work, you've done everything you're supposed to do, nobody can come and tell you that you're not good enough to do that thing, because you can be like, no, I actually put in the work to do this, and I know that I'm going to succeed at it. Yeah. So this is me digressing, because all of these are things I'm supposed to say in subsequent episodes. I'm trying to give the basics and introduce you to what I'm going to be doing and why I am doing this. So yeah, self-confidence helps build your self-esteem, because you're able to tell people that, okay, I know that you think that I'm not good enough, but what you think doesn't matter, because I know that I have put in the work to do it. And even if, let's even assume that what I'm doing doesn't turn out fine at the end, I don't see failure as failure, quote unquote. I see it as feedback to get better. And I know that I sound like a motivational speaker right now, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Yes. Yeah, so self-confidence allows you to try out new things. It allows you to do the things you're supposed to do. You want to say you want to start a blog, you want to start YouTubing, you want to start podcast, you just want to start creating content, you want to do something. It allows you to do it. Now, like I said before, it's totally normal for you to feel this way every once in a while, because our feelings can be very funny. Our minds can be very funny. Sometimes the thoughts are, they're what we call automatic thoughts. They just come like unsolicited, just come and they just show up in your mind. So those feelings are valid, but they do not define you. They are not your reality. And so we're going to be on this journey, we're going to be together taking steps to challenge or to handle low self-confidence when the feelings come. Yeah, and I can assure you that's going to be an interesting one. So stay tuned, and stay tuned. In the light of this series, I'm going to be sharing self-confidence quotes on my Instagram for the rest of the month. Yeah, from now to the end of the month, I'm going to be sharing self-confidence quotes on my page to inspire you, and to all of that. So you might just want to follow me on Instagram. Like I said earlier, it's at Ayanpela, AYANPELLA. And don't forget that you can always reach out to me. I'm always open to hear you talk, and basically. So in subsequent episodes, we're going to be talking about, you are going to go into the whole journey of of building self-confidence. Yeah, so stick around and I love you.